This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. This week, President Obama took a firm stance on Pakistan's role in fighting al-Qaeda and the Taliban. The president basically told the nation's leaders to take the necessary actions to fight terrorist organizations using Pakistan as a sanctuary or be held accountable. Pakistan's President Ali Asif Zardari told a joint session of parliament this weekend that Pakistan needs to fight the escalating violence for its own good. But the reaction from analysts and editorial writers has been mixed. NPR's Anne Garrels joins us from Islamabad. And Anne, what sort of reservations are being voiced in Pakistan about the American president's new strategy?
Well, Pakistan's basically still trying to decide if al-Qaeda and the Taliban are indeed a threat to Pakistan. You know, I know that sounds surprising given the growing extremist violence here, but Pakistan has long seen the Taliban as a good ally in Afghanistan, a bulwark against Indian expansion. I can't emphasize enough, the threat from India is at the heart of all thinking here. So if Pakistan is to focus on the extremist threat, many here say the U.S. has got to help resolve Pakistan-India fight over the disputed area of Kashmir. I mean, Pakistan's intelligence services continue to maintain ties with some Taliban groups. U.S. officials talked about this a lot last week, both on and off the record. And until now, confusion in Pakistan about good Taliban, bad Taliban, is basically rendering the whole war against terrorism incoherent and self-defeating.
And President Zardari told the nation yesterday that this is Pakistan's war, that Pakistan is being threatened. From what you're saying, he hasn't been able to make his case.
No. By all accounts, he's done a terrible job of it. And he barely really addressed the Obama strategy yesterday in his speech. So a lot of people here still believe if America would just stop attacking the Taliban here, if Pakistan stopped being America's stooge, the Taliban would just go away and stop bombing here. There's remarkably little agreement that the Taliban is in fact threatening the state. The military has been loath to shift resources from its border with India, and the government's been so involved in internal fights over power that what is quite possibly the biggest threat to the country is just being ignored. And those here who do support President Obama's policy and see the Islamic extremists as a serious threat, they worry the government will not be able to back up any military action with the necessary administrative and economic support in the tribal areas to win over hearts and minds, and that the Taliban threat ultimately could just get even worse.
But Anne, what about offers of aid? I mean, you know, $1.5 billion a year for 5 years, that's got to be an inducement.
Pakistanis would love the aid. They need help. But once again, they have little confidence in their own government. I can't tell you how many people told me, oh, it's great, all that aid, but can our government be trusted to handle it, even with U.S. efforts to monitor it? And Obama also said there won't be a blank check. And that brings us to drone attacks. Washington's been deploying remotely piloted aircraft known as drones armed with missiles against al-Qaeda here. In addition to hitting some al-Qaeda targets, they've caused civilian casualties. They're incredibly unpopular, these attacks. They've served to strengthen anti-American sentiment. President Zardari insists there will be no violation of Pakistan's sovereignty. He says he's against the drone attacks, but they continue. And frankly, it makes his government look pretty stupid.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Islamabad, Pakistan. Anne, thank you so much.
Thank you.